episode 173 of your Overseas Connection, the official podcast of the G4TE.com community. That is gaming for the elderly. And today is June 19th, 2012. And I'm your host, Greg DeLacy, gamertag Murphy's Law, Murphy's Law 1969 over on the old PSN on the occasion that I visit it. speaking of occasional people, Mr. Richard Primrose.
Yo.
Oh, back on the podcast.
Early shout out to the Ukraine for being marvelous hosts in a great competition. England, move on. Quarterfinals, thank you very much.
Excellent.
Bit of a dilemma for me, actually. Yeah. Playing Italy next.
Is it really a dilemma?
Yeah, it is. I may have to move out for a week or so from my house, being as my wife and all my extended family are Italian. But hey ho.
So again, is this a dilemma or is this just a spousal dispute?
No, not.
I mean, you know who you're going to root for.
Oh, indeed I do. But the fact of the matter is that my children have already been indoctrinated to sing Italian songs and so on. So for the sake of their safety and my own avoidance of incarceration, I may have to move out for a week. Yeah.
Okay.
Who else you got with you, Greg? Who else is here?
Well, there's one giggling person we'll talk about in a second, but we do have Mr. Christopher Matthew with us this week.
Hello, everybody. I'm here as usual in my big equity room. Now,
yes. You do have quite a bit of echo going on right now. We might have to look into that.
What?
I know not what you speak of. Not joining us this week, guys, Mike Chin. He called up and literally said about half hour before the show recording, I can't be bothered. I'm too tired. And so, yeah, we were left scrambling. And so in that scramble, we remembered friend of the show, auditioned once, was horrible, but we decided we'd take another chance on him anyway. Mr. J. Shoemaker, not Schumacher. Don't get confused on that one.
That's right. Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
No problem. Gamertag Shinyverse, right?
Yep, that's correct. And Shoe73 on PSN.
So wait, somebody actually had Shinyverse on PSN?
No, this was a long time ago. I had a different gamertag on Xbox, and that one was taken on PSN, so I had to go with last name plus 73.
Before he discovered the awesomeness that is Firefly.
That is correct.
Okay. Well, thanks for joining, Jason.
I'd really like to be here. Thanks.
I guess we can talk about video games. It's kind of what we do here.
No, we don't.
No. Sometimes.
What you been playing? What you been playing? What you been playing? What have you been playing?
All right, so what you've been playing, let's throw it around the table. Jason, you're going to get the start this week. You get first dibs.
Well, you caught me in mid-bite as I was eating dinner. Well, all right.
You're not allowed to eat dinner.
Fitting right in.
Clearly, that gets to go cold. You can reheat it several times later on in the middle of the night.
I didn't know I was going first. So, I've been playing quite a bit. I don't know how much you want to talk about what I've been playing, but I've been playing Dust514, Starhawk, Mag, all those on Demon Souls, all of those on PS3, and on Xbox BF3 and Ghost Recon.
Okay.
I don't know what you want to get into. I know you played a little bit of Dust yourself, so how much?
Well,
you
I mean,
about that?
Yeah, Ghost Recon we've talked up plenty, so I don't think we need to go there. Mag is
old.
What, old? Yeah, yeah, we don't need to go there.
All right.
Demon Souls, you know how I feel on that one.
Oh,
so
what a great game. Rich, you need to get that game.
There. Yeah, I need a PS3 first.
Ah, all right. I didn't know you didn't have that. All right, how about Starhawk?
We can talk about Starhawk, and I definitely want to talk about Dust 514.
Okay, yeah, we'll end with that then, so you can transition nicely. Starhawk, yeah, well, third-person shooter, kind of set in a, Western sci-fi universe. Plays a lot like Star Wars Battlefronts, real fast-paced shooting mechanics. I really like the mechanics. It's actually awesome. One of my favorite games right now. Also, there's the, you can drop in buildings at any point. As I was saying, you can drop in buildings at any point, turrets. It's a great game. I would recommend it to anybody who's got it. I know Cybernaut out there has got it. Graphically, it's great. Sounds great. Handles great. I really don't have anything disappointing to say about the game.
Let me ask you a question. So, I mean, I remember when I was in on the beta, it definitely didn't seem like there was a level of communication going on between players in terms of where they were building things. Has that seemed to kind of pan itself out and people are communicating more? Well, or, if nothing else, just understanding better how the game is played?
Yeah, I don't know. Some people are communicating. Not a lot, to tell you the truth, but it really depends what mode you're playing. There's Capture the Flag and Deathmatch, and I know those were in the beta, right? But Zones is kind of like a conquest mode, and that wasn't. And that's probably the best mode, honestly. You know, you have one base at one end, one base at the other end, and a bunch of neutral bases in the middle. And it seems everybody's pretty coordinated on trying to get those bases. It starts out pretty much the same way, but there's a build limit of 32, so there's never like overbuilding or overmatching. You know, it's always a fast flowing, free flowing game, and communication seems to be decent. Everybody's got an idea of how to. I think people have been playing it long enough to know how to attack those neutral bases.
Okay. Good to know. And I remember my time with Starhawk, it definitely seemed like it was a game that would attract a core audience, very much kind of similar to what MAG did. I didn't think it was going to be a breakout title, but I certainly didn't think it was going to be, sorry, I did think it was going to have some long legs to it, and at least it seems to be that way. It seems like it just is kind of a steady grower, and a lot of people are kind of migrating over to it.
Yeah, there's always a lot of people playing it, so I'm never at need for a game. So and plus they announced that they're giving away all of their DLC for free. So you're not going to have to worry about some people buying maps, some people not buying maps. You'll always have a coherent community always with all the same maps. So it should it lent itself to growing constantly.
Right. So is this part of the PSN reinvigoration, which is quite impressive actually? I was hearing all about the free games and stuff that you're getting now with the PSN. So, is that part of it?
No. This is actually a retail game on a disc. It's not. It's not part of their PlayStation Plus promotion
right.
They're doing yet. Yeah, it's not part of that at all.
So again, I think just early on,
a half ago. Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, I'm a noob. So your DLC and stuff like that. Would you purchase that through like the PlayStation Network or
you would, yeah, sure. Certainly.
Just
like Xbox Live.
Yeah, it seems like you're getting a lot for free though on the old Sony box at the minute.
Yep, Sony definitely has been pulling out some of the stops. But hey, that's good for gamers, right?
Oh, definitely.
Definitely.
Okay, well let's move on from Starhawk. Let's talk Dust 514. So
What are your initial reactions? Because I turned this on, and I've been paying attention to Dust 514 since, I guess, E3 of last year.
Right.
And I thought this game, when I saw it demoed there, I thought it was going to be amazing. And I mean, I've been waiting with bated breath since then.
So my initial reaction, I guess maybe we should lay the groundwork. Dust 514 is a free-to-play first-person shooter that is put out by the same developer that created the EVE Online game, which I believe is also a free-to-play, massively multiplayer space combat game that is PC only. And they've tied Dust 514 into the PC game. And so basically PC players are able to, from the EVE Online side of it, kind of funnel funds into the Dust 514 factions. And the results of what the Dust 514 player community do in their battles then in turn, I think, supports EVE Online in terms of supplies and basically territory conquest. I could be wrong on that, but I believe that's how the mechanic works back and forth.
And it works the other way as well, whereby the trading that goes off in EVE, you can pick up armor and upgrades and stuff like that. And if that guy's got strong skill sets and has created you good stuff, then you will return to them to get stuff later on. Yeah?
I don't know about that. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's supposed to work like that, where the EVE Online players can create armor and stuff and sell it to the Dust players. That's not in practice yet, obviously. That'll be in the final build, right. but that's not at all how it's working right now.
No. So at the minute, is it just working as a standalone shooter for assessment and so on, and everybody gets to have a go at that? Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty much. It doesn't tie into EVE Online at this point.
Okay.
I mean, it has the same type of economy where you can purchase economy. I guess it's called ISK, I think, for currency. But as far as working with EVE Online, it doesn't work with EVE Online at all right now. It's just in a closed beta.
Okay. Is that part of the testing that they're going to do, or they not said yet?
Well, I mean, when I got into the beta, I thought it was a lot further along than it is. It seems to be right in the... It kind of seems alpha-y rather than beta right now. It's in a real beginning state. They're just testing servers and gameplay. They're working out hit detection right now. They're a long way off before they integrate any of the EVE Online features, really.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, so when I fired up Dust 514, my initial reaction was very Section 8. It reminded me a lot of the game Section 8. I don't know how familiar you are with it, but it did the whole drop down out of space, down to the battlefield. It had tanks. It had air vehicles, as well as a lot of kind of capture and hold kind of gameplay.
Well, so far that's Dust 514.
It's not a bad thing. I don't think the premise behind Dust 514 is bad at all. I do have some negatives about it, and I think this was more part of my experience with the controller I was using, and not. And it's not a knock on the PS3 controller, to be honest. I was using actually a different controller. It's a controller that I had picked up that is basically kind of a mimic of the 360 controller, but it uses an RF signal. And I just have noticed that there's some lag with it.
Which brand is that? Is that Power A1?
I don't remember off. I think so.
Yeah.
I believe so.
I had to upgrade from that as well. Yeah.
And so I realized that might have been part of my negative reaction to the game at early on. So I'm going to be trying it later on this week with the DualShock. But certainly there was lag even without the controller present in the game. So, but hey, they're going to have to work out the kinks. It is a beta. I will say I was not at all impressed by the visuals of the game.
Oh no, it's horrible right now. I mean, that's one of the things I thought was disgusting. It looks like a AA Xbox game,
Yeah.
Not even Xbox 360. It's Xbox still.
It was pretty shocking to me, the lack of polish that was there. And I mean, I remember seeing those videos you were talking about of Dust 514 when it was announced, and it was like, oh, that looked, fantastic. And it was like, God, I can't wait to play this. And then I got what I got, and I was like,
what the hell
is
this?
It definitely felt bait and switch.
Yeah, they gave me the wrong beta code, obviously.
Clearly. So if that doesn't change, I think this game is in a lot of trouble, because the only thing it will have going for it at that point is really it being free to play.
And the idea of it, of what it wants to be. The potential is great, but what it is now in this build is actually frightening. You know, just how bad it looks. It doesn't control well, so I don't even think it was your controller. I mean, it's laggy. They're still working out the lag. You'll get screen jitter. You'll get something that appears that it's skipping every other frame, so your hit detection is completely off. I've gotten screen tearing. I played a good 10 hours of it, and I'm only playing it just because, you know, I love the idea of the game, not because it runs well or looks good right now. I want it to be awesome. It's just not right now, which is frustrating. Although they are supposed to have, I guess they're on the 29th that weekend, they're letting a lot more people into the beta, and along with it, they're doing a large update with it as well. So
okay, I was just going to say, hopefully they will have an update coming along with that because. So, I mean, certainly the jury is still out on Dust 514, but what I know so far, nothing has said to me, this is a game I want to play, even though it's free. There are far better, more entertaining shooters out there to play that I would much rather pay $60 for than this free-to-play version. And that's unfortunate.
Well, yeah, like I said, though, it's a beta. If this was the final product, I would be done with it, and that would be that. In fact, I think if any people, you know, Call of Duty fans or something like that, people who were not into the EVE Online universe or somehow really into sci-fi, if people like that even get into the beta at this point, they're going to be immediately turned off by it and never go back to it again. So I think, you know, at least they're only letting in thus far kind of really hardcore people that want to be in the beta, because I think a lot of people would just give up on it being such a bad build right now.
Yeah. Out of curiosity, do you know the launch date for the game?
No, I don't think they know the launch date either right now. I've been on the forums. It doesn't really give you any hint.
Okay. I was going to say, we could definitely hope this is, you know, somehow they just decided to go with an early beta build for the game. But yeah, there's definitely work that needs to be done. But again, kind of hoping in some respects that this idea catches hold a little bit on the console side. But there's another part of me that, and we'll get to this later, that actually doesn't want to see this succeed.
Now you got me. My interest is, I need to understand.
Hinting.
What are you talking about?
Yes, we'll get to that. We'll get to that later on.
All right.
Let's move on from you. And Mr. Primrose, you have a bunch of stuff going on your playlist.
Yeah. A lot of stuff is stuff we've talked about before, so try and keep it brief. Fez. I'm getting an echo, mate.
Yeah, I hear it too.
I can't hear myself.
Shiny, do me a favor. Try and mute if you're not muted.
Yeah, I was muted. Chris just backed out.
He just said he's back. He's just away from the microphone.
I wasn't playing Skyrim. I promise.
I know. Were you muted or were you still?
I was muted.
I'll go back to mute and let me know in 3, 2, 1.
I can't hear myself anymore. I'm not echoing now. Oh, yes, I am. Yeah, I am. I'm echoing. Okay.
Do you think you can talk through it? Because I can't hear it on my end.
Yeah, I'll try. Are you recording you?
Yep, we're good.
Yeah, so jump back into Fez because I lost my mojo a bit with Minecraft. Fez, still loving it. I'm still on the quest for more cubes. And the thing is with it now, I've discovered the sewer area in it, which it's frustrating because you can barely make out what you're doing, because if you imagine it, the way they've done it in like duotone with black and green. So you can barely see what you're doing. But it's all puzzle based in a similar way to some stuff I've seen in Mario, where you turn turn cranks and it raises a poisonous water level. So you've got to work out how to do certain things to get access to new doors and so on. But yeah, it's still proving to be interesting. And another one, which I got sidetracked from when I bought Fez, was Bastion, which I picked up on offer some time ago. So I jumped back into that, had a couple of hours on it. Still a great game. Love the mix of the levels. And at the moment, I'm currently going through a world that's basically jungle, so you can barely see your character. But you get an interesting new weapon, which is a mortar, which is very good. And I'm enjoying that. Did a bunch of Skylanders with J-Boy P, and we comped the game. First game I've completed with James in co-op. And that was excellent. And really enjoyed the climax of the game. It's a great little boss fight. My son's took to calling achievements certificates because he equates them to getting certificates at school. So that was quite funny. He started calling everything a certificate. We finished that. Loving the leveling on the old characters in that, and watching him play that, because he's immediately got a save kept for the boss fight. He's gone and looked up the achievements, and he's found that he saw me looking at achievements on the iPad, and he got interested in it. And he's found and read that if you do the boss fight in one playthrough, you get 40G achievement. And it's just reminding me of when I was a kid and I was playing personal computer games, and you just played the same thing over and over again. And he's just doing that now to try and get this one achievement.
Okay. All right. Due to technical difficulties that I'm not going to get into, Rich is no longer on the show. We've killed him. Pamela, the recording device, is also on the verge of being killed. Chris, let's just skip to you. What have you been playing?
Well, I'll be brief to save us some agony. I've been playing Skyrim, which is still amazing. Saints Row the Third, which is still a lot of fun. And I had a very excellent time this past weekend being molested by the TSA as I was attempting to fly home to see my family. I'm okay with the X-ray thing that allows them to see what I look like under my clothes, because I don't care, you know, if that gets in forever. But what I don't like is that I have to do that and then have this big dude rub up and down my legs. You know what I'm saying? I don't like getting massages. Like, the only person that I like to touch me is my wife. Anybody else puts their hands on me, I get weird and I want to go to violence. So, not cool with the TSA. They're nothing more than an ADT sign on the front lawn of every airport anyway.
That's true.
Anyway. Sorry.
And they are supposed to just pat. The whole rubbing of your leg, that sounds like he was trying to get a little something extra.
I don't know, dude. I was not happy about that situation. Anyway, rant off. That's my list. I want to play Ghost Recon. I have my copy sitting here, but my internet connection is such crap that I don't know if I can or not. Maybe next week.
Okay. I will join you in Ghost Recon if you can get it to work.
Sweet.
Awesome. We covered basically all the games that I've played. Ghost Recon, Dust 514, all were on my list of played, and that was pretty much it. The Father's Day kind of consumed some gaming, some eating, and drinking, and that was probably in order of how it happened.
Sounds like a good Father's Day.
It was. My wife said, "What do you want to do?" I said, "Play some games, maybe go to the gym, have some dinner." She's like, "So, like a normal day?" I'm like, "Yeah, but you not here, nor our child." So, it was perfect.
Pretty harsh.
Well, I said it in a nicer way than that, but, you know, I mean, the implication was there.
I see.
All right. That all said, let us transition over to some new releases. All right, so new release time. Out this week on the Wii, a couple games, believe it or not. Brave and Lego Batman 2 DC Super Heroes. We also have this week some 3DS action, Brave as well, Lego Batman 2 DC Super Heroes, and Pokemon Conquest. And last but not least, on the PS3, Brave, Lego Batman 2 DC Super Heroes, PSN Games, Lego Batman 2 DC Super Heroes, Magic the Gathering, Duels of the Planeswalker 2013, Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Future Soldier, Tomba, and Two Worlds 2 Velvet Game of the Year Edition. I did not know they made a Velvet Game of the Year Edition, but apparently they do. That's all out on the PSN. And Xbox 360 this week, Brave, Lego Batman 2 DC Super Heroes, Quake 4, and my game that I was so hoping was going to be good, Steel Battalion Heavy Armor, not looking terribly good for it. Xbox Live Arcade this week, Magic the Gathering, Duels of the Planeswalkers 2013 coming out this week, and there's some Deal of the Weeks going on with Sonic the Hedgehog, so if you've been itching for Sonic games, they are on sale. But that is it for the new releases.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
All right, so it's news quiz time, guys. And even though E3 is over, there was some news to be had. So let's start off with, let's go with Mr. Richard Primrose.
Hello.
First question, and by the way, welcome back, Rich.
Thank you.
We had written you off as dead to us, and we brought you back to life.
2 weeks of gaming. Out the window.
I do believe we caught part of what you were talking about, what you played. We got most of it, but man, this has been one rough podcast to record. I don't know if it's Skype or if it's the internet's just not wanting us to record the show, but we are going to do it. We're going to get through it. And, thanks for hanging in there. I know it's late on your end.
Yep.
Okay, so question for you, Rich. Microsoft detailed their Summer of Arcade offering recently.
Mm-hmm.
So what is the deal this time? Is it buy 5 games and get 1,200 points back? Is it buy 5 games and get 800 points back? Or is it buy 3 games and get 400 points back?
I don't know the answer to this question, but I'm figuring from what they've done in the past, it's going to be the 400 points.
That's a good guess, Rich. Nicely done. Yeah, buy 3 games, get 400 points. The good news is there's actually some decent games. So you've got Tony Hawk Pro Skater. You've got The Wrecketeer, Deadlight, Hybrid, and Dust and Elysian Tale. So out of this, there's actually, what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 games? Am I reading that right? 6 or 5? 5 games. So even if you only like 3 of them, you're still going to get some points back, which in the past they've kind of made you buy all 5 or at least 4 to get something back. So I was kind of happy to see them not making it a you have to buy everything before you get something back.
I've never played a Tony Hawk game, so I might be interested in that. Yeah. Is the Deadlight one the new version of Tango Dan, or is it something different completely?
No, Deadlight is the side-scrolling platformer set in a zombie apocalyptic world.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, a lot of people talking very highly of that game, so that's one of the ones I'm really looking forward to. Hybrid also is a cover-based shooter that has a different take on movement and traversing the environments, and so I think that will be an interesting one to see how well it does.
Is that Deadlight then, is that the one that's a bit Limbo-esque in its look?
Yes. So the protagonist is blacked out, completely black, but the world itself is, colorized, if you will.
Got you.
Anyway, Okay, next question. Mr. Matthew, I think this is appropriate for you. E3, gone and done, but Microsoft was not done with all of their big announcements. So what new device was announced yesterday by Microsoft? Is it A, a new tablet, B, a new MP3 player, or C, a new integrated mouse and keyboard?
It's the predecessor or the successor to the Zune, which they've named Project Barbados. No, I'm kidding. It's a new tablet.
Yes, new tablet called Surface. I don't know if any of you guys have had a chance to look at it.
It looks nice.
It does.
And I'm definitely not a Windows fanboy like Greg is, but the one that's carrying the Windows 8 looks a very interesting proposition. And I noticed as well, there was text in that release about Xbox Live Arcade integration. Did you see that? Yeah. I love the keyboard's excellent. Brilliant innovation. Like it.
Yeah. Built-in kickstand, a cover that also has touch typing, a keyboard, super thin, I mean, crazy thin, multi-touch trackpad also built into that keyboard. Basically, this machine runs a full version of Windows 8, which also is kind of nice, and certainly is going to integrate, we know, with the smart glass features. I mean, how could it not? I don't know. I want to get some more hands-on. More importantly, I want to find out how much it's going to cost. They said it's going to be comparable to other ARM tablet price points, but that still leaves a pretty wide array of where they could price this thing out. I think it's going to end up being kind of comparable to what the iPad runs at. Okay, let's move on to Mr. Jason Shinyverse. This question specifically for you.
All right.
So how much is it going to cost you to fully load out your character in Dust 514? Is it A, 24 cents, B, $1, or C, $1.77?
Well, yeah, I actually read this article. 24 cents. But that's,
yes.
They also said that's misleading, though, because you can use their in-game currency as well as have people from EVE Online fund you. So, but yeah, at maximum, it's going to be 24 cents of real money.
Yes, and that was straight from Vice President Morgan Godot, who explained that that's how much it would cost. But I think the other misleading thing is that basically the cost to is associated with the character equipping one time. When you die, all of it goes away, and you have to rebuy all of your gear. And that's how they're going to make their money.
Yeah, well, already in the beta, you can buy assault rifles or what have you,
right,
in like 50 or 100 at a time, and then you just equip those, and every time you die, it's like a counter ticking down, and you lose them.
I don't know what to say. This is the part of me that was like, I don't want to see this game succeed based on that model, because I think that is one of those ingenious kind of evil schemes on. The realities are you could plunk down a ton of money if you don't realize it or don't know it. And I don't know how they've set up the account systems yet, but, it could just, they could very well have that automatic debit card situation set up on the back end, to where anytime you needed it, you just, hit the buy button. Kids could go crazy with it. That kind of stuff scares me.
No, I suppose it could be a train wreck. But you actually don't have to spend. I mean, so far I'm realizing, and I guess it's just for the beta, because maybe they give you a ton of, they give you a ton of in-game currency, right, just for the beta. But so far, you don't have to. It doesn't look like, I suppose, that you're going to have to spend any money. All the stuff that you can get with the in-game currency is very comparable to what you can buy with real currency. And they actually do have that activated now. You can go in there and spend real money for the beta if you want to. You'll get it all back when the game releases. You get it all back to start over. But you can actually start spending money and try out that system. That's the one thing that they are trying out, you know?
Right.
They don't have the game running well, but they do have, they can take your money so far.
Well, of course. Okay, last question. Like I said, short week on news, but there was some. Rich, this one is for you. Microsoft has confirmed it's not going to be attending GamesCon or TGS this year. What other console manufacturer has confirmed they're not going to be at GamesCon? Is it A, Nintendo, B, Sony, or C, OnLive?
Definitely not Sony, after their E3 reaffirmation to gamers. Nintendo's got something to sell. I'll go for OnLive.
No, it's actually Nintendo.
All right.
Apparently, they confirmed earlier on this year that they're not going to be attending GamesCon. But probably the bigger shocker really was Microsoft saying that they weren't going to be going to GamesCon, just based on the fact that Europe is still a pretty big battleground. But apparently, Microsoft is pulling back all of its outreach into what they consider industry events. And they said Xbox is going to be focusing on smaller, more localized promotions and experiences for press, partners, and retailers and customers around the world. And this was announced on the Major Nelson show last week. That's going to be interesting to see how GamesCon handles this, because now out of the three big console makers, two are not going to be present. Sony will be there, but could this potentially hurt GamesCon, or does it just give more focus to the individual developers that are going to be attending? I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how it all pans out. But that's it for the news quiz.
Princess, and I'll be your toad. I'll follow behind you on Rainbow Road. Protect you from red shells wherever we go, I promise. No one will touch us if we pick up a star. And if you spin out, you can ride in my cart. When we slide together, we generate sparks in our wheels and our hearts. And the finish line is just around the bend. I'll pause this game, so our love will never end. Let's go again. Shell is coming, so I'll go ahead. If you hang behind, it will hit me instead. But never look back, cause I'm down but not dead. I'll catch up to you. Don't worry about Bowser or DK. Just eat this glowing mushroom and they'll all fade away. And the finish line is just around the bend. I'll pause this game, so our love will never end. Oh, the finish line is just around the bend. I'll pause this game, so our love will never end. Let's go again to the mushroom cup and the flower cup and the star cup. The rover's gone.
We are back from the break, and hopefully everything recording nicely. Community mailbag time. Question of the week. This is a huge question, one to ponder for the ages. grenades or claymores? What's your preference? When you outfit yourself out for Battlefield 3 or Modern Warfare 3 or Ghost Recon, whatever shooter you're playing, what are you throwing on the belt? Are you throwing some grenades on there, or you packing a claymore, say, on the hip bag or something? So, Mr. Matthew, being the soldier out of all of us, what's your take on this?
Well, in a game, I prefer grenades most of the time because I lack the patience to use claymores. One exception being on the rare occasion that I play the team deathmatch mode in Battlefield 3, I like claymores because it's really cheap, but it works. You spawn in, you take one step forward, flip a 180, and drop a claymore. Eventually, someone else will spawn there and eat your claymore. That's the only time I use claymores.
Okay. What about you, Shinyverse?
I tend to use claymores because I'm so bad at using grenades.
Okay. Certainly, it is. I think there's probably a more confident feeling that you're going to put your claymore down in the right spot versus a grenade, which half the time when you're tossing it, maybe it's not going in the right direction.
If you use Chris's system there of spawning in, taking one step, putting down a claymore, I like that. I'm going to try that tonight.
Okay. Rich, what about you?
Claymores. Don't like bouncing Bettys. Not brought them into the equation, but never liked them. Claymores, I used to love it. Modern Warfare, when you used to get two, but now they're ripping you off and just giving you one. Frag grenades, I don't really like them, to be honest with you. Off the time, I never end up using them before I get killed. So, I'm not the sort of guy that's like camping around, so I like to stick them down and just carry on with my game, to be honest with you. Claymores for me.
Okay. I definitely am a frag person. Claymores, I like when they work. The problem is half the time I don't really know the good places to put my claymore. And then the other part of the problem is I forget I have them. So, frag grenades, much easier. But let's find out what the community had to say. So, on the lag forums, it's Lousy at Gaming, we threw the question out there. We got a few responses. And, Mr. Matthew, I'll have you cover Gates, if you don't mind. We had The Real Defoe said, grenades. I don't usually live long enough to use claymores. GamerGirl127 said, grenades, although I do tend to accidentally almost blow up teammates or myself. And, yeah, I can definitely attest to the fact that grenades, when you're playing on a hardcore match, is not always the best thing. Matt89 said, claymores, just because I love to snipe, but also depends on the map.
Another top tip for hardcore, don't use martyrdom.
Yeah, good call. Speed Limit 7 says, I used to use only claymores, but I've transitioned to frag grenades and found I'm pretty good at what others call the random grenade throw, and I almost always cook the grenade. Yeah, cooking the grenade, definitely important with grenade use. So what about the Gate community, Mr. Matthew? What do they have to say?
So the members over at the Gaming for the Elderly, Marcanix, says a diamond pickaxe for me. Thank you very much. Jason, what do you have to say about this? You already said it. Spitfire Ian says, oh yeah, it's the claymore or the bouncing Betty for me. Good one is to plant it on the flag to get that unsuspecting thief. DeSaint502 says, if I'm leaving the area, then you'll find my claymores around corners and doorways with me giggling as the XP pops up on my screen. As you find my confetti, if I'm coming your way, I'll be launching 40mm bombs and chucking frags in your grill for fun. I do like to anti-snipe with explosives, so I'm happy with both. Spitfire Ian has a theme song to suggest for us, so maybe we should check that out. Nick Nitrous prefers grenades. Had some good fun the other day trolling a camper on Noshar Canal by lobbing a grenade over a container at him. If he stayed where he was, he got blowed up. If he ran out, he got mowed down by my SA-80. Ended up getting 20 kills just from him. Sounds like fun. Dauntless Ansible says, sticky grenade, stuck. Good fun. Steve-O-Matic says, I really should use Claymore since I'm very good at killing myself with my own grenades, but I usually prefer the mobility of grenades. I think I have the two most embarrassing self-nades ever, one of which was unfortunately witnessed by my entire HQ team since I was the only survivor left. Sad face.
Anything else, Mr. Matthew, or is that
that's it?
Okay, fair enough. We'll just continue on with the Trainwreck podcast.
That was the strangest, awkward silence ever. I was like...
Well, that was... Yeah, that was one of those I realized I was on mute too late.
Ah!
And, yeah, my own fault.
Well done.
Rich, we had a couple tweets. I know Phil Olson and Ordy84 wanted us to do a certain shout-out, so I thought you could fire that one up.
Yeah, Orty sent one to at... OC underscore podcast. Hey guys, can you give a shout out to Bagman Assassin for all his hard work and help in Minecraft? And somebody seconded it. Who seconded that?
Yes. Phil had sent it out first, and Ordy was responding to that. Sorry, Phil seconded that.
Oh, I see. Yes.
Ordy had sent it out first.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Once again, Phil, I'm killing your communication.
Great stuff.
Just what I did.
No, I'm adding to the killing of the communication. Yeah, then Maverick F20, grenade or claymores? Well, we all know, at Murphy's Law, is a grenade whore. Is that harking back to the other Saturday on Ghost Recon?
It might be. It might be. But he is right. I am a grenade whore.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't help it.
Hmm.
It's just what I like. All right. Well, thank you, everybody who responded to the question of the week. And this week's question, I believe, Jason, you were the one that came up with it, so why don't we have you read it out?
Sure. What games are your keepers for this generation, even when it's over?
Yeah, so pretty simple. I mean, what games do you plan on holding on to, even as this generation of consoles winding down, new consoles are coming up? Assuming they have backwards compatibility, or assuming maybe you're keeping your old box, what game in your library right now are you saying, I'm holding on to this because I'm going to play it again? So, I know for me, that's going to be a pretty small list. But there might be one or two. All right. Let's transition on over badly. Mr. Matthew, community play dates.
Yes, community play dates. Somebody set up something, please. It's kind of sad on the old calendar. But the Forza R2 Championship is ongoing, as is the Gamerscore Challenge, and, of course, the monthly Forza Motorsport 4 painting challenges. While I'm on the subject of painting challenges, congratulations to Ender837, also known as Dauntless Ansible, for winning the police car painting challenge. Yeah, birthdays. Happy birthday this week to Mudda Trucka, Johnny Totoro, Ginj Ninj, Dad 2206, Raw Messiah, who also ran his first full triathlon this week, so well done, John. Rickster, Cam 1981, Rolling Ninjas, and Powder Monkey. And welcome to the new members, Blue Boro. And if you're into Minecraft, you should check out the Gaming for the Elderly Minecraft server. Every Monday, there's actually monsters.
Scary.
Okay. Scary, scary monsters.
I was on the Monday morning when they just switched it on, and in celebration of the European Championships, David the Alien and I think Orty and Mark Annex have all built a full-size football stadium. Right in the middle of where we've got the Minecraft world. And I woke up, went downstairs, switched on the Minecraft, and I've got a tower overlooking this stadium, which I was building right at the top, so I had a lovely overhead view of the football pitch. And there were three zombies on the pitch. Running around, just didn't have a football.
Can you throw things down at them?
No, I believe you can make a bow and arrow, but I haven't got one.
Okay. Well, enough about Minecraft.
No, why? I got off. I didn't even get to talk about my games. I played new games this week, and I didn't even talk about them.
Let's get lots to talk about next week.
Yeah.
All right, let's wrap up what has turned out to be a horrifically short and long show, all in the same breath. Yeah, if you're going to email the show, we would love for you to contact us. Send an email to ocpodcast@gmail.com. If you were going to tweet the show and Rich using it as his personal Twitter and or the show Twitter, would they send it to @OC_podcast, Rich?
They would. And I would like to start a campaign to get rid of Chris's internet kill switch, which he's been using tonight to stop me from talking. Yeah, it's @OC_podcast.
Excellent. And Shiny, if you were going to call into the show and leave us a voicemail in the future, which I know you're going to, I know Absolutely. You're dying to do it, what number would you call?
In the U.S., it would be 626-506-2763. That's 626-50-OC-POD. And from the U.K., you'd dial from your mobile using 001-626-506-2763.
More importantly, if you're in the U.K., you probably don't want to do that, unless you're using Skype, in which case it'll be cheap. iTunes and Zune reviews. We actually did have a few. I had them up earlier, and of course, with all of the kerfuffle of Pamela and stupid internet, I will get that up in a minute. But why don't we do our shout-outs for now, and I will read off a few new Zune and iTunes reviews after that. So, Rich, why don't you start up the shout-outs?
Yeah, I'm going to shout out Akatsuki Switch from the 360 GamerCast peoples, because he had the foresight to put out there that if there was anybody that wanted to play Bioshock 2 multiplayer, and they did get a good uptake, but unfortunately, I was at a wedding reception, so I couldn't play along, but they have promised that they're going to probably do another one, so I look forward to having a go at that, because I enjoyed the multiplayer on that, and it'd be good to play with people that talk. Also, I want to shout out Rockstar, because the week before last, because it's been a while since I was on, I saw the trailer for Django Unchained, or as he says in the trailer, it's Django, because the D is silent. And the first thing he did reminded me of Red Dead Redemption. So, video games actually impacting on my movie viewing life, so props to Rockstar for leaving that impact on my head. I'm not even going to talk about online passes because I'm getting completely pissed off with it. That was going to be an anti-shout-out, but I'm not doing it. EA, suck my cock. Jason Byrne, shouting him out, top comedian from Ireland, check him out. It's loads of stuff on YouTube for him. Byrne. Very funny. And lastly, I'm just going to shout out Kev Knights, Better Off, Lisa, who's got severe tonsillitis. And as she's the top Skyrim player, I told Kev this, she needs to get better because you can't do dragon shouts with a sore throat. Over to you, Chris.
I just want to shout out Jason for joining us on short notice. Thanks for being here. And Mrs. CP, who is holding down the fort with two kids under two all by herself while I'm in Alabama clowning around. That's all I'm going to say. Greg?
Okay. Well, I also would like to shout out Shinyverse, Jason, for making the show. Appreciate it. I absolutely need to shout out Skype for making my life miserable, as well as Pamela, the wonderful add-on. Yes, thank you for this. I guess maybe a shout out to Parsnip Nose. Hope all is well. You know where I'm going with that. Let me know. And, well, a shout out for, oh, actually, Chris, you and Mr. Richard Primrose for sticking with the show tonight. I know it's been a crazy ride tonight. Jason, go.
Yeah, well, I'd like to thank you guys for having me on. I appreciate it. I'd like to send out a shout out to Stomper 1974 for maintaining the BF3 server for G4TE and Console 3. And I'd like to send a shout out to my wife for leaving me home with plenty of mac and cheese and wine. And, of course, to the audience for putting up with my drunken ranting. So appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
I would like to point out, if that is drunken ranting, then you are a peach to be around when you drink.
Well, not so much ranting as losing my train of thought and all. Thanks for putting up with that.
There's nothing wrong with being home alone with a couple of bottles of wine.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go out and buy more tomorrow, finishing them off quite quickly.
Yeah.
Okay.
We should be in charge of the household shopping every week.
Absolutely.
Mac and cheese and wine.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it, guys. I think we are officially done.
That was awesome. It's a good show.
Yeah. Thank God for that.
I don't know what is wrong with him, though.
Yeah, it is odd.
Especially because his girlfriend gets plowed.
I don't know, that's kind of personal.
I'm reeling in shock that Jason, I'm sure you'll understand my disappointment that Steel Battalion is not looking like the superstar game this week. So far, a lot of reviews are coming back negatively.
Did you see the joystick review?
Yeah, I've seen the joystick one. Yeah, I've seen the IGN nothing. One.
Oh, that was rough. Yeah. I know how deflating that is. There's so many games that I've been waiting for. That happened to me several times. Star Trek games or Star Wars games that were supposed to be awesome. Movie-related games that you were waiting for, thinking, yeah, this will be the good one. But, yeah, I've had that happen so many times.
Okay, so you are a tree hugger.
Pretty much.
That's what I think. Whenever I hear environmental, I think tree hugger.
Well, I understand.
This time, I mean it.
No more rhyming now, I mean it.
Greg DeLacy, the movie.
This is what happens every time, Jason. Every time. Hey, everybody, welcome to episode.
That's just awful.
I know.
Hold on. Time out.
I like that. Wait, hold on.
Hold on. I'm losing my voicemail.
You're losing your voicemail or you're losing your voice?
Voice. Yeah, anyway.
Okay. Can you hear me? Did we lose everybody? Am I just talking to myself?
I'm still here. I'm still here, guapo.
Yeah, Rich's connection's shit today. That's what it is.
We just lost Rich.
Yep. She heard me. We are not stopping this recording for anything.
Okay, let's roll. What were we talking about? It was my turn. I've been playing Skyrim.
Hold on.
Son of a bitch.
I'll let you say Skyrim. Don't worry.
You know what I did, though? I put the Google Docs away.
I know. So did I. And Shiny, do me a favor.
Yeah.
Move the tablet or PC. Did you move it back over by chance?
I moved them away from each other.
All right. Because that whole time I was hearing myself echo.
Okay.
I'm just wondering if that might have been it. But
I think it's just the fact that Primrose is online.
It could be.
I mean, I was muted and it was off. I mean, away.
All right, let's see if he'll come into the call and what it'll do to Pamela.
You don't think it's his fan? I'll turn it off just in case.
I don't think it's the fan.
It
should
be
interference in some fashion, I imagine. I don't know. Might as well try it.
Rich, yeah. Are you there?
Yeah, someone's going off my router, man. Big time. We'll carry on.
We just hit new releases. We're going to jump into a short news quiz.
Yeah.
And we're just going to limp our way through the rest of this podcast.
this is terrible.
This has been rough. Here we go.
Rough.
Nice, Chris, nice. All right, we get the point. We're moving on.
Sorry.
Good discussion.
Oh, are we still recording?
We are.
Oh, my bad. I thought we were on a show break.
We are on a show break, but I mean, you know.
We record the show break.
I'm just recording all the way through. I don't want to take a chance.
It's a good idea.
Yes.
Good plan.
All right, here we go.
I like this plan. I'm excited about it.
I dread what this is going to sound like tomorrow.
This is a keeper of the next generation.
Yes, this will be the keeper of the next generation, this podcast. Woo. Oh, well, thanks for making it, Jason. I appreciate the coming short notice.
Yeah, I'll have notes next time and no wine, I promise.
If you like this podcast, there is another site you should check out, which is called VGHub.net. And on there, you find a bunch of links to other video game podcasts, similar in vein to ours, but different in the way they're delivered. Some have all kinds of sound effects.
Real are for old people.
Some talk about RPGs.
Too many, some people say.
Come on, yeah.
Some might say that.
No one says that.
And, of course, you have links to, great forums.
You don't have any other friends.
So check it out, vghub.net. It is a great starting point for your podcast discovery.